Our soloist in both these Monte Carlo concerts, François Frédéric Guy. And here he is with Pascal Roffey, coming on stage now for this performance of Bartok's Piano Concerto No. 2.
Thank you.
You fly in another world was what François-Frédéric Guy said about Bartók's second piano concerto. And, well, he certainly flew in that performance with the BBC Symphony Orchestra conducted by Pascal Roffey. Both of them soloist and conductor, former members of the Ensemble Intercontemporain, where they worked with Pierre Boulez. And François-Frédéric Guy, another great favourite at this Monte Carlo Festival. He played a complete Beethoven sonata cycle here in 2008. Beethoven, a composer, is particularly associated with as soloist and these days as conductor as well. And he takes a low bow and a pat on the back, as he certainly deserves, from Pascal Roffey before he makes his way off stage. Applause too from the members of the BBC Symphony Orchestra. And here he is, coming back on stage now at the Rainier III Auditorium. And he shows his appreciation to the orchestra too, takes a low bow. The orchestra has quite a history with this concerto as well. Bartók himself played it with the orchestra at the Queen's Hall under Adrian Boult just a couple of years after it was written in 1933. And he came back in 1936 to reprise it with the orchestra at the Proms with Sir Henry Wood conducting. BBC Symphony Orchestra on their feet as François-Frédéric Guy makes his way off stage. As I said, he's a great interpreter of Beethoven, but also a great specialist in contemporary music, a particular specialist in the music of Tristan Murail. And here he is back on stage. Another low bow from him. Thank you. A Debussy encore from François Frédéric Guy. Feu d'artifice, fireworks. Not just appropriate somehow after that tempestuous Bartok concerto, but at this afternoon's rehearsal, François Frédéric was quietly playing it and he sat down and it showed me exactly how Bartok used a phrase from that Debussy piece in his concerto. So that little quotation was something that pleased him considerably, and I think he really wanted to use that if he was called on to give an encore. And here he is back on stage, bowing low for the audience here at the Rainier III Auditorium. We'll be hearing more from François Frédéric Guy in the second of these Boulez celebration concerts. He'll be playing Schoenberg's Piano Concerto